All right. So nothing happened to your car.
No, nothing happened to my car. My car survived, although I'm sure there were some waves that hit it. Some
Man,
waves of water.
I saw pictures on y'all's Twitter feed and I
Oh, our
was really
Twitter feed
worried
here for
about you.
campus?
Yeah, because I
Yeah.
was like, man, she just got that thing.
Yeah. I can't tell you how many people came by and were like, "Where are you parked in the parking lot?" And I'm like, "In the middle?" And they're like, "Okay, you should be safe."
Wow, that's
I
crazy,
mean, we're
dude.
talking water was definitely
It was
like hip
almost
high,
waist high for
almost
some
waist
people.
high.
Yeah.
And
I
those were just the areas
think it
where
would have been up
people
to my
could
knees for
see.
me,
Yeah, for you, it probably would have been your
but
knees. But I mean, I'm telling you, it was like mass just chaos in that parking lot. Parents trying to come in and get kids, get out. And
I
as they're,
can't
I mean,
imagine
they are
that.
speeding through that water and it's just like
Yeah,
waves.
waves. Well, I tell you
And
what
our
happened.
poor APs that were out there trying to control it, I can't even
Oh man.
imagine.
Well, that's why they get paid
I'm gonna stay in the library instead of
the
yeah.
big bucks. Right? Well,
Although I think
yeah.
you had some water to
Oh
deal with in the
man, dude.
library.
So, okay, so first things first, Laura Fuller from Stratford High School comes to visit to talk digital expansion.
Yep.
And we're talking digital expansion. Everything's great. She's telling me about this meeting that she's going to have later on that day. I'm telling her I'm going to set up this book fair, the Scholastic Book Fair. And it's nice. It's sunny out. It's a great, beautiful day. I'm hanging out with
It
one of my
was sunny?
colleagues. Oh, it was on our part,
Okay.
right? I was
Yeah,
hanging out
I
with
guess
one of my
you're right. It
colleagues.
was.
Yeah.
It wasn't as
It
scary as it
wasn't
got.
right. And so I'm hanging out. You know, everybody's in a great mood. Everybody's cool. And all of a sudden it gets dark, and then you hear the rumbling.
I just remember I had to walk outside to go to a teacher's class, and it looked like it was midnight
Yeah, it looked like
outside,
it
like
was
literally
dark.
midnight
Like, this is some
outside.
biblical stuff, like the end of the world. There are the four horsemen of the apocalypse. Apparently, the first one's water.
Yeah. Like I walked out, I turned around and came back in and went, Elisa, can you look at the radar real quick?
Oh, dude, when we
Yeah.
looked up the radar, when
Yes.
Laura pulled up the radar,
Boo.
we
And
freak
like,
out.
okay, so do you have a walkie-talkie?
No.
Oh man, I feel so cool because I have a
Yeah.
walkie-talkie. Let's just talk about that. No, but I have a walkie-talkie now. Never had one, so I'm like, yeah, I got this walkie-talkie, and it's just chatter, da, 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 constant chatter on
Yeah.
there. And I went because I was leaving for a second. I went ahead on and picked it up to take with me, just
Yeah.
in case, because I was going to be out for a little while. And it was just constant chatter. And as I'm going to pick it up, Elise is like, "You need to look at this." And it was the radar coming in. I'm like, "Oh
Dude. Well,
no."
and then it started raining.
Yeah.
It started raining, and we're outside, and we're like, dang. And then all of a sudden, we look down at the double doors in front of the library, and we're like, oh, dang. The water's coming in.
Oh
The
my
water's coming in.
gosh.
It's coming towards the library. For some reason, one of the custodial staff was there, and she had a broom in one of her little things, and I grabbed the
Oh,
broom,
like
the
the.
big bins, and I just
Yes.
start sweeping. I start,
It was
because.
almost like you were curling.
Yeah, it was like curling. We talked about that, and I said, not today. It was like Game of
Not
Thrones. Not
today. Not
today.
today,
Not
Satan.
my
Get out of
library. Not my
here.
books.
Get out of here, Satan. Not
And
today.
then it comes in like a river. All of a sudden, it breaches one of the other doors. And we look
Wait, it was coming in
outside.
from two
It was coming in from
sides?
two sides. And
Oh.
it starts flooding the cafeteria. And next thing you know it, there's 20 of us, at least 10 staff members, and we got the football boys who were, I think they were in athletics during this time
Yeah.
because it was so early in the morning. We're out there with squeegees. We're out there with the big push brooms. We're out there
Oh
with
my
regular brooms. I got my
gosh.
library aides out there, and we're just shoveling water down the hallway. At this point, we're not even trying to stop it from coming to the library, although we didn't get any water in the
Good
library.
job. Way to go, team.
Yeah. But we're pushing it down the hallway because it's just a torrential flood. It's literally kind of like, it's almost like if you look at your foot, kind of like right above the crest where your foot
Just
starts
like
arched up, right below
this
your ankle,
coming down.
coming down the way. And for
Oh
some
my
reason, I decided to
gosh.
wear my boots that day, thank
Yeah,
God.
why not?
And we're pushing it all down. By the end of it, we had water like about ankle high in our main offices, in the cafeteria, in the gym, you know. And
Yeah.
it's just, it
That's what
was
you said. You
crazy.
guys moved kids to one spot and
Yeah,
you
we
ended up
moved
having to
kids to
move
move
them
them to another.
again.
We moved them to the cafeteria. Everything was well. Everything was great. And then when we get on there's the radio, right? And there was always someone with the radio nearby. You hear
the chatter.
The cafeteria is flooding now. Yeah. And then you hear, move him to the gym.
On ours, our AV that's in charge of maintenance, he's like, add it to the list. Because we got a little water in some spots too.
Yeah.
Oh, well, by the way, welcome.
Welcome to Behind the Circulation Desk.
Welcome. For those of you that don't know, again, welcome to Houston and our awesome weather. We had Tropical Storm Imelda, correct, last week. And she did some damage to Houston in a short amount of time. She did a whole lot of damage just east of Houston.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. That was crazy.
They got it crazy.
Beaumont, Winnie. And that's where I grew up, was near that area, not too far away from there. And it was so crazy, especially like Winnie. We would go there all the time. It was crazy because that's kind of, you go through there to get to Crystal Beach and everything like that. To see all those places that I remember driving through as a kid and going,
underwater.
Oh my gosh.
Underwater.
And it was the same thing when Harvey hit. It's just, it was again going through that.
Yeah. So for those of you unfamiliar with Houston's blue history, if you will.
Well, number one, we're technically below sea level. Number one. We sit below sea level.
And the Heights is called the Heights because it is the highest altitude in the city of Houston at 14 feet.
Above sea level.
Above sea level. So they're living it up over there in the Heights.
Yeah.
But it gets flooded nasty down here really fast. And that's the thing that people don't realize.
We are paved everywhere. There is so much cement.
Yep.
And we have water everywhere.
There's bayous, there's creeks,
there's rivers all around us. And that's one thing I was talking to my parents about this the other day, about the fact of if you were trying to leave to go to certain areas, everywhere you tried to go, you were crossing a body of water and you were literally stuck on a little island and couldn't leave.
On my way home, going down Bingle, that turns into Voss, that turns into Hillcroft, that's the way I go. If I would have tried to leave, I would have come up on Voss. And there was a bayou there that completely had that area underwater. And then
Bingle did too. The other side of Bingle was as well.
And then on my actual street, on my way home, there is a canal running parallel to my main street. And that street floods. There's no way you're getting in or out of that neighborhood.
Yeah, what's so funny, for an area that floods so much, our drainage is awful.
Yeah.
And it's probably, obviously we have all this water.
And I tell you one thing, I always tell people that, in my neighborhood is not brand new, but the year before I bought my house, they were doing construction down that road and they were replacing the drainage in that neighborhood.
Yeah.
If it wasn't for the fact that drainage was brand new, my house probably would have flooded during Harvey.
That's crazy.
But it didn't.
Yeah, we were one of the lucky groups too that didn't flood during Harvey. It looked really close.
Yeah.
But we had the, what we call the tax day floods. Flooded our neighborhood.
Right.
Our house was okay because we're built in the higher area of the two. Like, our house is literally built up.
Okay.
So we're okay, but again, we have bayous back there. We have all those things. And when we were looking at houses, we loved that back area right on the bayou. And then as we were looking at the different areas, you know, they always said, oh, it's never flooded. It's never flooded.
Right.
And I'm so glad we ended up not buying, because we would have flooded the same year we purchased the house.
Really?
Yep.
Oh, man, that's terrible.
And one of the houses we looked at flooded. And now I'm like, okay, thank goodness.
And so, see, that's the thing we have to deal with. Not only do we have to deal with in our city, you know, how is it, close to 5 million people now?
Are we close to five now? We're probably close to five, I think. If you knew Greater Houston.
Yeah, Greater Houston areas. Yeah. We have to deal with all of this stuff. But if you take it back to what we're talking about, you know, because we're both librarians, we have to deal with this as librarians on a constant, regular basis of the possibility of, one, losing our facilities, two, losing our books and losing our technology.
Because we've had tons of, I mean, think of all the ones we lost during Harvey.
Yeah.
I mean, we've got multiple high schools that lost them. We've got multiple public, elementary, middle schools. Even within our own district, we had some that were flooded.
Yeah.
And not to the extent of some other areas, but they still took on water.
Yeah.
Even my old library
got water on it.
Yeah, mine. And I was on the second floor, which is even crazier because nowhere else in our building flooded except for my library. And the reason, you know, the reason why, because I had those big windows. We had a ledge out on the back, filled up with water, seeped through right underneath. And I had an inch and a half standing water that we didn't find out about until.
So you got there.
Yeah.
Joy.
Yeah, and I got to deal with all the fun that came with that after the fact. But that's okay. We're good.
But, you know.
That's two bun mold mildew things. Maybe it's me, Jimmy. Maybe it's me. Or is it just the fact that we live in Houston?
And I think it's just the fact that we live in Houston. And that's like our reality.
That. Yeah.
Which sucks because we, as librarians, already have limited resources. Mm-hmm. We already have limited resources, limited funding that gets cut every single year, it seems. And we have to deal with standing water.
I think just with that, I mean, that's just schools in general.
Yeah.
The limited funding, the cut, the this, that.
And we're getting the short end of the stick.
Especially us with Robin Hood and, yeah. Yeah.
So what were you supposed to do on Thursday?
So, oh my gosh, now I have to stop and think back to what we were doing. So Thursday for me, I was helping a couple classes with our Turnitin feature that's within our LMS, our online LMS, so it's learning.
Mm-hmm.
We were looking at basically showing the kids exactly how to use it, the correct ways to use it. Now we have what we call a cloud submission, so it links directly with their Google Drive.
Right on.
And it's a quick, easy step that once they link that Google Drive to its learning, it's done. And so I was showing them the different ways to do that. That was one of the things I was doing. What else did we have? See, now I got to think of what else I had that day.
It feels like an eternity.
I know
ago.
It does. It's just so a week. Crazy.
Yeah.
It does. I had to go to another class for something, and now I cannot think of it off the top of my head. But I did have something else I was doing with the teacher in a class.
Mm-hmm.
I'll think of it in a second.
Well, what I had to do was I had that meeting with Laura in the beginning of the morning, but then I had the book fair to set up.
Oh, that's right.
And
book fair.
While I was able to set up the book fair, I wasn't able to set up any of the financials. I wasn't able to get any of my money in the register. And then I was supposed to start last Friday, and I ended up starting Monday, and I had to extend it by a day till next Monday because I got to tell you, because of the flood, because people got flooded, because people lost time from work, because people lost their cars, book sales have been abysmal.
Yeah.
Abysmal. I usually make over my goal on open house. I still haven't even reached half of my goal.
What day was open house for you guys?
Tuesday. This past Tuesday.
Okay. So people were still trying to catch up and everything like that.
Yeah. So they're still,
that's
not
right,
worried
because we didn't have school on
books.
Friday.
Yeah. No, we didn't.
Yeah.
So they lost a couple of days. Some people lost a day of work. And then some people lost two, and I even know some people in the landscaping business and things like that because it was just raining all week last week. And didn't work at all.
Yeah, so they didn't get paid at all.
So if you think about it, and you look at my population of students, like a lot of their parents missed a week of work.
Mm-hmm. And that's true because it's been nothing but wet and rainy that entire week and everything like that.
So I don't think they want to buy books from the book fair right now.
Yeah. Could be the case. We had a couple of campuses in our district that their open house night or book fair night, for parents to come, were on that night.
Oh, really? And they got canceled?
Mm-hmm.
Ouch.
Like within those couple of days. Yeah.
That's got to hurt. Yeah. So this is probably something going around in the entire city.
Yep.
Yeah. And, middle schoolers, let's be real, they don't buy as much stuff from the book fair as elementary kids. Elementary school
they
book
like
fair
to buy
is
all
the like
little,
10 grand.
What are they? Tchotchkes.
Yes, tchotchkes. Yes, all these dumb trinkets. I'll tell you one thing, though. I sold a whole bunch of those invisible ink pens.
Did you really?
Yeah. Those kids
do
love
work,
that
though?
Stuff. No.
No.
Hardly.
But they want to.
But the ones
it
that do work, it's just a bunch of little small penises all over campus. Because they write on the things in invisible ink, and then they show the lights on, and then they're giggling. Oh, look,
the Pen 15 Club.
Yeah, the Pen 15 Club.
Remember the old Pen 15 Club?
So that's what I got going on. That's what I got going on working at a middle school.
Yeah.
So for those of you thinking about being a middle school teacher or librarian,
anything involved in middle schools, just think Pen 15 Club at all times.
Yeah, it's glorious.
But that was middle school going into high school too.
Yeah.
Even the you're right.
Yeah.
Oh, Pen 15.
Yep.
And if you guys don't know what the Pen 15 Club is, just
Google
write it out.
It.
Google it or just write it down. Just literally write it.
Or find out. Yeah, write it out.
Invisible ink, though. Use invisible ink.
Yeah. So the people are buying that, and they're buying books too, but it's just, dude, I don't. Can I just say something and be real?
Yes, you can say something to be
I
real.
I don't like doing the book fair. As a librarian.
Is it because just in general, you don't like doing the
book
fair?
I don't like doing it in general because, check it out. At the middle school level.
It's coming out anyways. Yeah. So just let it out.
They don't really come to the library in structured class time. They come to the library if the teacher
you
wants to bring them down.
For the book fair.
Right. They don't come down like the, first grade's not coming down for the book fair on Monday and the second grade's not
And they're
coming
not having
Tuesday.
Grandparents' Day and this
right.
day
and
that
day.
Yeah.
Talking about the parents' day and blah, blah, blah. And parent involvement drops off a little bit at middle school because it's secondary.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just as we know, it drops off dramatically in high school as well. And parents in their minds are like, hey, I'm done.
Can you hear my squeakers? Yeah. Old squeaky chair.
And parents think they're done. You know, they don't want to come. And when they come and they're already buying gym uniforms, they're paying their $25 fee for digital expansion, and you're talking about a flood just happened.
Yeah, and then you want me to buy some books on top of it.
No, we're not going to buy it. Move. I've saw so many, and this is me popping my fingers, saw so many parents shoving their kids as the book
Go. Like, no, don't turn. Don't look. Yeah. Don't look.
And I'm over here waving at them like, come on. You want to spend your rent money.
I got the dollar books over here. Yeah. I got the $5 here.
Not
come
even
on
that,
over.
Man.
Did they not send the dollar books
they
this
send,
time?
But like, they don't have 99-cent books anymore. They have like $2, $5 bargain.
I thought that was always.
Hey, I got to tell you, if I'm looking for a bargain, $5 ain't a bargain. If it's 50 cents, cool.
That's a bargain.
That's a bargain. A dollar, I'll buy $21 books, no problem. But if you're giving me like four for five, and I'm like, nah, like, it's just, I'm sorry, but it's just, I can't. Like, and so anyways, as a librarian, as a person who loves book fairs, who loves going to the bookstore, who's going to the International Book Fair in Guadalajara in November, December, I'm all about them. Just not in mind.
You just don't want to deal with it, Jimmy. It's okay. You can say it. You just don't want to deal with it.
Just sitting at the register. They come up and...
I can just see you behind the register too. Boop, 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 boop. Were you on a stool? I hope you were perched on a stool.
No, I don't have a stool.
For those of you that have never met Jimmy that just listened to us, what are you, 6'4"?
Six four. I'm 6'4". I weigh about 240 pounds.
He's a big guy.
I'm a big dude. I got
this gigantic beard going.
I'm bald headed, you know, and
sitting
I'm over
behind
there behind the red Scholastic register, you know.
I've worked those registers before.
Holding
too.
A unicorn bookmark, telling the kid it's 99 cents, yes, but it's 107 because of taxes.
Oh, yeah, and having to explain the tax. They've only got the dollar. No, it's 99 cents.
I got kids who sometimes, and God bless them, they're so sweet, but they'll come up with five books. You know dang well it's going to be about $50, right? Because these are the good books, too. You know, Guts by Raina Telgemeier. You know, the books that they want.
Yes.
And I'm like, I know. I saw you come in here with $5, dude.
Let's like, look at a different section, sweetheart. Yeah. Let's find you one.
And it's not because...
But that's why they get stuck with the invisible ink pens.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, I can buy six of those.
And so I got to tell you, Scholastic, if you're listening, you got to step up your bargaining game, man. And also, you got to start... dude, can I just complain?
Putting the glasses down.
Yeah, I just took off my glasses. So I have fifth graders on my campus because of Kip Courage.
Oh, that's right. I forgot you guys do have some fifth.
These fifth graders are awesome. Every year it's just a new batch of little kids. You're just so cute, you know? And they want fifth grade level books.
Mm-hmm.
And for the last few years, they've been pretty good about giving me fifth grade level books. I asked them again for fifth grade level books this year. Why did they resupply me with books that aren't selling?
Oh, the same ones previously.
The same one. And I'm like, dude,
are they the
nobody wants
ones
to find
with the big head?
The Racing in the Rain. Like,
oh,
I love dogs.
That's right.
I love the way they're animals. They're awesome.
Yeah.
They're puppies and they're so cute, you know, but
no, the Art of Racing in the Rain isn't a fifth grade book.
No, it's not even a fifth grade book, but it's just like, dude,
why
I already have 12 copies.
That?
Why did you send me 12 more?
They
don't know.
They sent you the Art of Racing in the Rain as a fifth grade book?
Yes.
I thought maybe they sent you like the big ones with the big heads for the biography ones. You know,
Know
who is blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, I would love those.
I know. I feel like those would sell.
Yeah, but they didn't. And it's just like I'm rubbing my eyes here and it's just, I don't know. Did you hear that silence? Did you feel my pain, guys?
I told you what I think I'm going to do next year.
What's that?
So
Move?
No. So I think with... if I'm going to do a book fair, I think I'm going to do it along the lines of, yes, we'll have other novels that can be purchased, but I think I'm going to pair it with, here are the books that you need for the year.
If you're
going
to do that, you need to do a Barnes & Noble book
fair. That's what I think I'm going to do. Either Barnes & Noble or I'm going to do Blue Willow.
Or Blue Willow.
That's what I think I might do, Blue Willow.
Hey, but don't discount my boys at Brazos Bookstore.
I know. But
really big shout out to Mark. He just published his book.
Awesome.
You know what? I don't have it on me.
Good job,
I am
Jimmy.
So bad
Way
at
to
plugging.
Go.
Mark, I'm so sorry.
Way to
I'm
go,
gonna plug
Jimmy.
It really well next time.
Way to go.
Oh, Reinhardt's Garden. Reinhardt's Garden. It's available at Brazos Bookstore. Go buy it. It's great. Mark is there. He'll sign it for you if he's there. And I haven't read it yet, but I'm sure it's awesome.
Yes. And P.S. I've had a couple of people, and I know you've had a couple of people reach out. Yes, we are going to do the list of the books that we talk about.
Yes.
Under in our notes for the description. And we're also going to start blogging and everything like that. Mm-hmm. You guys just have to let us get through everything with digital expansion first. I promise it's coming. We just have to go back and listen to the podcast. And
it's kind of like Game of Thrones, you know, and hopefully we don't give you that season in terms of podcasting.
No, I promise it's coming.
It's coming.
Yeah, I promise.
It's coming. Much like Swift Retribution.
Speaking of, you keep talking. I'll be right back. I've got some new books that I grabbed.
Okay, so I've been rereading Stephen King's It, and I got to tell you guys, it's much more horrifying to read as an adult than a 15-year-old kid.
It is, 100%.
It is, and because I tell you one thing, man, Stephen King knows how to get into the very depth of your soul. So if you're an adult listening to this and you've been dealing with some anxiety stuff, you've been dealing with some stuff that you thought you would have figured out as a person in your 30s like I did, yeah, I got to tell you, man, it doesn't just happen like that. Yeah.
About it.
And I'm on page like 400 right now out of like.
Have you reread Cujo yet?
No, I have not reread Cujo yet.
That's one of my favorites still. I love it, but that's
but
still
I got,
one of
my I'll tell you one thing after it, and I'm going to plow through it, even though I've already read it because it's like I'm finding out so much new things. And I got to tell you, Stephen King is I don't think people give him enough credit as the humanist he really is and the master of horror.
Exactly.
You know, but I'm going to read For Whom the Bell Tolls by my boy Hemingway afterwards, and I'm really excited about that.
When's the last time you read Sylvia Plath?
Oh, man, the last time I read Sylvia Plath was...
Go read The Bell Jar again.
I'm not going to read The Bell Jar again. Why?
Read The Bell Jar again, because you probably read it, what, 20s?
I read it when I was in my
20s. High school?
Yeah.
See, I read it when I was in high school, and then I went back again and read it.
Is it even more depressing?
It's different. At least for me, it was different.
Okay.
I mean, I didn't find it depressing the first time.
Yeah.
And it's probably because I was in high school and was like, oh, whatever.
I gotta
read
this
for class.
You know what? This whole business of being in our mid-30s and then rereading books and then realizing that, man, that was really dark.
Yeah. There was some stuff that they had us read when we were younger. And I'm like, you had me read this in high school?
Yeah.
Like, what were you
thinking?
Like,
what the heck's wrong with you?
So I had a little book splurge the other day.
I see that. I like
it. So I got a couple of different ones. I've got one. And some of these are older books. So I am a true crime freak, okay?
Yes, you are.
And for those of you that have not listened to, I'm going to blank out on that. What's the name of the silly Netflix show? Mindhunter. If you guys have not watched that yet, it's about the FBI agents that started the behavioral analysis unit. And I love like true crime, serial killers, all that stuff. But it is their... start and them going in to tape all the serial killers. Fascinating.
Wow. What's it called?
Mindhunter. Mindhunter. I mean, first two seasons, you will blow through them. There's another one called Unbelievable out right now.
Okay.
That is women getting raped. And like, it looks like there's no clues or anything like that. And they're like questioning, did this actually happen?
Yeah.
And they start to see some similarities.
You're into some pretty serious stuff.
I am. I'm a weirdo like that.
All right, can I plug a Netflix show?
Yes, you can.
BoJack Horseman. It's about a horse who is a Hollywood has-been and is trying to be famous again. If you haven't watched it, give the first 5 minutes a go. It's a cartoon. BoJack Horseman, give it a go.
Here I am talking about, like, this one gets murdered and blah, blah, blah. I'm not going to lie to you guys, though. I mean, like... some of these, if just be ready. Same thing with like Game of Thrones. You know, there's some sketchy scenes.
Yeah. Same with BoJack Horseman. Consequently,
these are adult shows. Don't sit the kids down. There's some serious stuff happening in a couple of these.
I'm glad you
shows.
Said that because so, BoJack Horseman is an adult cartoon.
These are adults. Okay, so first
let's talk about
one.
Books. Yeah.
Murder in the Bayou, Ethan Brown. This is about the Jeff Davis 8, the murders that happened in Louisiana.
Oh, wow.
So this is the breakdown of that. I haven't started these yet. I literally just got all of them.
You got a nice little stack there, yeah.
Yes, this is, and I didn't realize in my brain, I didn't realize this happened during these years because I was in Arizona at the time.
Oh.
But between 2005 and 2009, the bodies of 8 women were discovered around the murky canals and crawfish ponds of Jennings, Louisiana, a bayou town of 10,000 in the heart of Jefferson Davis Parish. The women came to be known as the Jeff Davis 8, and they had been among society's most vulnerable impoverished, abused, mired in mental illness, engaged in sex work as a means of survival. And let's see, as the cases went unsolved, the community began to look inward.
Dang.
So that's one of them. You have Lost Girls.
All right, I'm going to read this one. An award-winning investigative reporter, Robert.
That one's Lost Girls by, what is it, Robert Kolker, I think?
Kolker?
I think that's Kolker.
Robert Kolker. Delivers a humanizing account of the true life search for a serial killer still in large on Long Island. It presents the first detailed look at the shadow world of online escorts, where making a living is easier than ever and the dangers remain all too real. A triumph of reporting, a riveting narrative, and a lashing critique of how society and police let five young women down. Wow. Lost Girls is a portrait of unsolved murders in an idyllic part of America, of the underside of the internet, and of the secrets we keep without admitting to ourselves that we keep them. I'm going to have to read this.
Yeah, I told you. Yeah. So those are my first two. Okay.
All right.
Then I got The Couple Next Door. It's Shari. I think it's Shari LaPena? LaPena?
LaPena?
LaPena?
I don't know. There's no accent
okay.
on it.
That's why I was like, okay, not sure. This one is Anna Marco Conti seem to have it all. A loving relationship, a wonderful home, and their beautiful baby, Cora. But one night, when they're at a dinner party next door, a terrible crime is committed. Now, this one's fiction, obviously.
Yeah.
Suspicion immediately falls on the parents, but the truth is much more complicated. What follows is the nerve-wracking unraveling of a family. Detective Roschbach, I think is what it is, knows that the panicked couple is hiding something inside the curtained house. Anne and Marco both soon discover that the other is keeping secrets. Secrets they've kept for years. The shocking truth will leave you breathless.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's not something I normally read. But
see, that
read,
one's like, seems like a pretty quick... Mm-hmm. And go through.
Yeah, it is. It's a real thin novel.
Yeah, that's why I was like, ooh, this will be a quick read for me. Yeah. I picked up The Tattooist of Auschwitz.
Okay.
Again. I had listened to it in audio, and I want to read it.
Yeah.
So I grabbed that one. I don't have it here with me. That's my book I'm on
nice.
Right now.
This is 308 pages, not
bad. So, and then this one.
That one seems really out of characteristic here with
I
these
know.
Other three.
Okay, so compared to those three, okay. right? Then I have this one. It's called The Bookshop. On the Corner.
Oh.
Okay, now listen to this one. It's like my ideal.
Is this a novel?
This is. Okay. Nina Redman is a literary matchmaker. Pairing a reader with the perfect book is her passion and also her job. Or at least it was. Until yesterday, she was a librarian in the hectic city. But now the job she loved is no more. Determined to make a new life for herself, Nina moves to a sleepy village many miles away. There she buys a van and transforms it into a mobile bookshop that she drives from neighborhood to neighborhood.
I gotta tell you.
One life after another with the power of storytelling. Is that not like the greatest life ever?
I don't know, Shelby, but I gotta tell you, the
doesn't that sound amazing? Your little van driving it around?
No, it doesn't sound amazing driving it around with books. I'm sorry, but one turn when I'm driving, and those
That's
books are gonna
you.
Be all over the
That's
corner.
That's you.
Dude.
But could you a
not
little
the bookshop
like,
on the corner? It's gonna be the books on the corner.
Idyllic, like country towns, going neighborhood to neighborhood, driving your van. Hey, let's
okay,
pick
see,
out some books
for you. It'll be acceptable. But for the 6'4 brown man, weighs 240 pounds with his beard going on, like, you want some books as I'm driving
Can
the
I pair you with a book?
You know, it's all it takes for me to pull up to someone like, hey, I got what you need.
Okay, but how cool would that be if you had a little van? I would go to, like, farmer's markets. Could you imagine having your little van at, like, a farmer's market with, like, and pairing people with books and having books about,
I got to tell you, Shelby, that would be awesome as a shopper, but as a lifestyle, I would
No, not
it.
Forever. Yeah. Well, I'm talking, like, I'm retired.
Yeah, even
okay,
as
Jimmy,
my,
come
dude,
on.
In my retirement, I am not doing nothing. Like, I'm going to sit there and fuss
you
at people from my front
that,
porch.
You say that
no,
until.
I'm going to walk outside and I'm going to just
I'm going to fuss at me. Oh man.
All day. Yep, yeah. I'm going to go into a sandwich shop on the corner and just,
No, you got to go to the coffee
the same
shop
thing.
First.
Yeah, every day and I'm going to complain about everything. Yeah.
You're going to be one of those people.
Oh, I can't wait.
You're going to be one of those people.
I'm going to be mean on purpose.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
It's going to be fantastic.
This chair is so squeaky.
Yeah, see, you're already that person.
My chair is squeaky.
Oh, man. Well, these look cool, though. I'm going to be honest
excited.
With you. The bookshop corner looks
know.
Interesting.
Oh, I thought you were going to make fun of the bookshop.
No,
on the
I want to read Lost Girls.
Yeah.
Because I love that kind of stuff. The investigative reporting is just my jam. I really kind of should have done that.
Yeah, that's why true life. Crime is something that you need to be paying attention to. And P.S., so I was talking to some of my history teachers.
Mm-hmm.
social studies, excuse
Right.
me, my social studies teachers, and they're true crime fanatics as well.
Really?
And we think we might start a true crime club.
Do it.
I know.
You should invite other teachers from other districts too, because
I know.
There are people who really
well,
into that kind of stuff.
I mean, really into it. I mean, I'm talking like helping to solve crimes and like picking things and going on chat boards and
Really?
Oh my gosh. Have you read I'll Be Gone in the Dark yet?
No.
How many times have I told you to read
I
that
don't
book?
Know. Many times.
So good.
Yeah,
okay.
It doesn't mean I'm going to read it. You're going to have to force me to do it. You're going to have to force me to do it.
Well, you like the look of Lost Girls.
Yeah.
You need to read I'll Be Gone in the Dark first and then go to this one.
Okay. Well,
because that's the same investigative.
It's going to be in line right after From Who the Bell Tolls, right after 600 more pages of It. Okay.
Okay.
Which I plan on getting done, but I got to tell you, Link's Awakening for the Nintendo Switch came out, and that's occupying some of my time too.
Whatever.
You know? And I got to tell you, I'm a fan of naps lately.
Well, you can listen to it on audio. Yeah.
When you got me there, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I guess I'll listen to audio while
I'll Be Gone in the Dark on audio. Fantastic. I mean, I read it and I listened to it.
I'll tell you what, I'll get it on Audible.
I told you I'm a weirdo with stuff like that. Yeah. I can't.
And I'll listen to it on my way to work.
Yeah. Because I'm one of those people.
Well, also,
I truly
check it out.
Think that the narrator can make or break a book.
I'll check it out on Audible, and then I'll listen to it when I'm at the airport.
Yeah,
this
I gotcha.
Winter.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Maybe.
You're going to finish it, and you're going to be like, oh, my God, why didn't I read this sooner? And I'm going to go, like, I told you.
No, I'll deny it.
I told you. Everyone listening out there, if you like true crime, and I've probably mentioned this book 15 times now, it's that good. I'll Be Gone in the Dark, Michelle McNamara. That
I'll check
good.
It out. I'll read it.
And
or
the,
listen to
I mean,
it.
I loved reading it, but the audio, I don't know. It's, yeah.
Okay.
So good.
All right.
Yeah.
I'll give
All
it
right.
a shot.
I'll
give it a shot.
Okay.
All right. Well, that's us. Thanks for joining us again.
Thanks for joining us today. For, and, I mean, we were all over the place
we really
today.
We were all over the place.
But we got some books at the end.
We got some books at
the
end.
We talked about books.
We talked
see?
Books. Yeah. We're good. We're doing all right. I did my Stephen King plug. So I got to organize
That's
these
fine. You can fix them.
Yeah. And so anyways, well, we're going to come back next time in October. We're going to talk about scary books.
Yes, some
of our favorites.
Stuff.
Yeah,
I'll probably bring up that same one
You know
one
what?
Again.
Yeah, we need to bring our list.
We do.
Yeah, we need to
That's
bring
what
a
we
list.
Need to do.
Yeah, and we need to talk about stuff that's scary because there's this one book out there. I'm not going to mention it now because you got
to
come back.
You got to hold on to it.
It took me 8 years to read. Sorry, no.
What?
Wait, I started in 2008 and then I didn't finish it until 2013. So it was
a little
off 5 years. Yeah. Well, whatever. Tomato. but it took me 5 years to read because every time I read a chapter of it, it gave me nightmare for weeks.
What book were you
reading?
I
can't tell you about it until next time.
I need to know this book now.
It's still on my shelf, and I refuse to let anybody borrow it because I'm so attached to it.
I'm so excited about this next podcast because
it's gonna be awesome.
I love scary books.
Yeah.
I hate scary movies. We talked about that. Like, I just can't
movies.
Do it. But
yeah,
I love horror. Scary books.
Yeah. So we're going to talk scary books next
time.
Perfect.
So. Woo! I'm so
Jimmy.
Excited about that. I'm Shelby.
And thanks for joining us behind the circulation desk.